This is what I fucking see, yo. On this damn book cover. On this damn bookshelf at the damn bookstore. I see a kid smoking a joint with the word flea above him and the title Acid for the Children. So many things going on. So many things. Who the fuck is Flea? How old is this kid? 8? And the title is called Acid for the Children. You want to talk about people being wrong and why cliches often contradict each other? This is a perfect example why it is okay. Yes, it is okay to sometimes. Yes, sometimes judge a book by its cover. Why not? Live on the edge sometimes. This right here, probably my favorite book of all time, and we doing it right here on What the Fuck You Reading.
Chucky said books ain't cool no more. Chucky said books ain't cool no more. Chucky said books ain't cool no more.
Welcome, welcome, yes, welcome to another episode of What the Fuck You Reading on the Post It Up Network. Yes, the Post It Up Network. Yes, the Post It Up Network. My name, Kyle Bowen. Go follow me everywhere. Does that mean you'll find me on TikTok? Probably. Probably. Probably? When does that career start? That's a career move right there. You talk about Jordan playing baseball. This is so similar. It really is. Now, I hope I don't bat 202. Actually, batting 202 in the content world, in the world of podcasting and show production, 202 wouldn't be that bad, right? One in every five shows is a hit. It's not bad. It's not great, but it's not bad. Anyways, what the fuck you reading? This week, we'll be talking about Flea. Yes, Flea, Acid for the Children. Right here, this book with this beautiful. Is beautiful the right word? Is that weird saying the word beautiful when there's a photo of a little white boy smoking a joint? Probably, okay? Let's retrace the steps, okay? Maybe not beautiful, but definitely provoking. Definitely stimulates the mind. Is that. That's going too far, too. This book, once again, is another example why you should judge covers. Why not? Live a little. You may be surprised. Why is this book right here my favorite book of all time? Easy. Easy. It made me remember my childhood. And I think that's something that a lot of us should experiment with if you're down to go down that path and start connecting dots. It's also fun for most, again, for those who are fortunate enough to say this, but it's fun for most to go back and understand that the child is still in you in some way, somehow, in some fashion. Yeah, and then that's why it became one of my favorite reads. Anytime a book can leave an impact on you, you taking it, especially when it's a wild story. Like the one right here with Acid for the Children. It's about the basis for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Flea. Brilliant mind. Free spirit. An amazing bassist. You need an amazing bassist if you want to be one of the best rock bands of all time. Now, we talked about this. Episode 1, Scar Tissue. The book. The book about Anthony Kiedis. Lead singer of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I guess that's been a good painting of what my 2020 has looked like, okay? A little bit of coronavirus and a lot of Red Hot Chili Peppers. No, I don't have coronavirus. I'm just saying, you know, okay? We should just get right into it, okay? Let's do it. You know what we do on the program? The coolest reading show since the Reading Rainbow. We read to you. Yeah, we're going to give you some pages. from this read right here. It's the only way that you can really get a taste of what I'm talking about. Let's do it. Flip it. Yes, flip it for me, baby.
Flip it for me, baby. Flip it for me, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was pretty good. That was pretty good. Not a bad oh, yeah. I'm working on that. Yes, flip it for me, baby, on What the Fuck You're Reading, the part of the program where we, yes, we read to you. And when I say we, I'm really talking about me or I. What are we doing here? Let's just get into it, okay? Page 13. Page 13. In a circle. That's what the chapter is called. And let me tell you something. This chapter is half a page long. Yes, half a page long. It's incredible. That's what you get in this book. Some chapters last 10 pages. Others last 4. The pacing. Yes, the pacing in this book. The storytelling. I fuck with it. It's unorthodox. And I must say, reading a chapter feels nice. Reading a chapter that's half a page long. Oh, now that right there is really nice. Really nice, okay? In a circle. I've often felt separate from other human beings. I have my moments of togetherness with others. I love all sentient beings with my heart and am wildly fortunate to have friends I can talk to, share joy, and despair with. We loyally have each other's backs. I wordlessly communicate with other musicians, sometimes plumbing great depths. What does that even mean, plumbing great depths? Okay? Makes no sense. Anyways, I'm awkward with other people, sometimes even my closest friends. My mind wanders, seeing others hold hands in a circle from my separate place. My earliest memories are rooted in an underlining sense that something's wrong with me, that everyone else is clued into a group consciousness from which I'm excluded from. Like something in me is broken. As time passes, I become more comfortable with this strange sense of being apart. Yo, this is sad, bro. We're talking about a kid here, okay? Feeling like this. This is sad, yo. I go through phases of intense and debilitating anxiety. Gnarly fucking panic attacks. Gnarly panic attacks? Perhaps it is a form of self-loathing that I'm often unable to find comfort in community. Am I the only one who's fucked up like this? Can I get a witness? Again, this book is just random. You get stories about his childhood, and then you get little antidotes like this. Is that the word? Antidotes? Anecdotes? Did I say antidotes? Are we playing Pokemon? What's going on here? Next page. Fuck. Yes, fuck. That's what the chapter's called. Fuck. My God, they invented the Sony fucking Walkman. Can you imagine? Holy fuck. Oh, how we fucking marveled. After you smoke a spliff, you walk to Tree's house for a bowl of beans, put on the headphones, and trip down the street blasting Coltrane into the center of your fucking brain. You couldn't fucking believe it. Now, normally I don't apologize for profanity, but hey, the word fuck was used, what, 5 times there, including in the chapter? That's how ecstatic or flabbergasted this dude was. And it makes sense. Back in the day, yes, back in the day. Back in the day, there was no such thing as a portable music player, okay? Why am I talking like that? But that's crazy, right? Back in the day, there's no such thing as a portable music player. And then poof, it happens. Gone are the days where you have to carry a fucking boombox on your shoulder. Gone are the days where you have to carry a harmonica? A harmonica? That's how people are getting their entertainment via walk? A fucking harmonica? Here comes the Walkman, and it changes everything. It really does. Warning, yes, warning. The following will be a 24-step method on how to start geezing. Yes, geezing. What is geezing? Shooting up coke. Yes, shooting up coke. I think that's what they called it back in the day. Would I ever shoot up coke? No. I'm scared. That would actually be very, very scary. I'm having nightmares right now. Is this my favorite book of all time? Yes. Is it because of this? Possibly. Just the way this book takes turns. I fuck with it. Anyways, let's read this. All right, we're trying to make the children read. We're trying to influence the world. And what better way to do it than tell the people about geezing? Step number one, boil a pot of water to sterilize. Then let it cool to lukewarm. Number two, fill a spoon with a syringe full of that warm water. Number three, at this point, your heart should be beating out of your chest with uncontrollable anticipation. For novice geezers, it should feel as if you are discovering a rarefied place and a lost kingdom. Okay, step number four. Under any circumstance, do not realize what an old and pathetic, boring story this actually is. I guess you can't really be introspective in that moment. You just got to go in there. Number five, using a razor blade, eyeball the cocaine into neat little piles. Number six, with great care, using your handy razor blade, gingerly put one of the cocaine piles into a spoon of water and let it dissolve into a potent solution. This dramatic moment should be rife with what's that word? Nihilistic? Nihilistic freedom? Damn, that sounds 24 steps, okay? 24 steps, you get it in this book. Unbelievable. Should we continue? Number seven, place a raisin-sized balled up piece of cotton into a spoon. Wait, am I going to go to jail for this? No, you can't go to jail for this. Come on, it's in a book. It's in a book. Anyone can buy this book. It's in that book with a 10-year-old smoking a damn joint on the cover. It's in my favorite book ever. Do we keep this going? Why not? Number nine, at this point. Did we skip number eight? Am I going to start shooting up cocaine? That was it for Flip It For Me, Baby. Just read you a couple pages from my favorite book ever. And I'm not going to front, man. I'm not going to front. This is kind of making me want to read the book again. And that never happens with me in anything in life. I don't want to watch no movie twice, no television episode twice. Fuck that shit. I don't want to watch no game, no sporting event twice. Makes no sense. That to me is a waste of time. This right here, though, just by flipping through the pages again and reading some of it to you, I feel as if I should. I probably missed something. That or it's that entertaining. Action-packed. And a lot of chances to be, you know, introspective. Is that what everyone's doing around this time? Oh, I'll say this too. There's a section in this book about Flea and his admiration for Kobe Bryant, which was straight out of left field. Didn't see it coming. Even though he was a big basketball fan, he just seemed quite the opposite to what Kobe Bryant was. And then the more and more you read the book, and then the more and more you learn about Kobe, especially in The Last Dance, when we see Kobe come in and say what he has to say, you understand that these two are very, very full of humility, very humble, gracious people, and extremely talented. We're talking about this kid who was the basis for the Red Hot Chili Peppers, okay? Who still is. These motherfuckers still jamming out. It's beautiful. It's Flea. It's Acid for the Children. And you should read it. You should read it. You should buy it. I'm going to tell you all the stats on this next segment called All the Facts. You know, come on. Once again, you listening to what the fuck you're reading. And we want to make sure you buy that book, okay? Because when y'all start buying more books, we gonna be living. Let's run it. All the facts. Yes, yes, let's give the people all the facts about this book right here, Acid for the Children by Flea, because once again, we want you buying this book. We want you having your own experience and your own perspective from it. And we'll start things off by talking about the Kindle. Yes, the Kindle version. We've been trying to get those people using those smart devices to read books. People still scared out there to, you know, go out in the stores, grab something physical. Might be safer to do it this way. In fact, it is safer. What am I saying? It is safer. Today, on Kindle, you can get this book that's a New York Times bestseller, a number one LA Times bestseller, one of NPR's favorite books of 2019. What does NPR stand for? I don't know. But on Kindle, you can grab this for $19.99. Yes, $19.99. Once again, one of Kyle Bowen's most favorite books of all time. Now, if you are feeling a little, you know, bold, you could buy the hardcover for $40. Yes, $40. Damn, this book is expensive. It's worth it because, once again, it's Kyle Bowen's favorite book. Paperback, $22. Yes, $22. Special number. How about the audiobook? Okay, so if you go to Audible, we've been trying to tell people this for the first couple weeks here. Once you find a perfect reader for the Audible experience, you'll fly by the book and you'll accomplish something in your life. And it's an amazing feeling. I'll say this. Yo, do we have a siren here? Do we have a siren? Okay. Because I just saw something, okay? I just saw something right here. Listen to this. When you buy this book on Audible for $32 or, you know, using their subscription service, 15 bucks a month, get any book you want. You get the PDF as well. So it's pretty much the same thing as a Kindle from my experience. Yes, once again, you buy the Audible, you get the PDF too. The best of both worlds. Here's the big thing though. How good is the Audible reading? I'm going to say perfect. You know why? Because the boy Flea is doing it himself. That's money in the bank. Listen to this.
Violently grabbed Pepper and threw him up against a car, hurting him, holding him by his collar with both arms and screaming, "You fight, Pepper! You fucking fight, you hear me? I never want to hear that again! Fucking N-word!" I was shocked by the sudden cruelty and stupid white pride. Pepper was meekly apologetic to his big brother, saying, okay, I'm sorry. A short time after that, I was making eggs with Pepper at his apartment when one of the brothers walked by and, witnessing our cooking technique, said, "Pepper, you idiot, that's how the N-words do it." The racist talk bummed me out, and I couldn't pretend it was okay. It's so hard when you know someone is sweet and beautiful inside, but they can't outrun the demons and ignorance of their family culture. It would have been a Herculean effort for him to travel through his pain and best the evils of his upbringing.
Okay, that was deep. Really deep. Right into the heart of who Flea is. A fucking free spirit. And I thought he did a good job reading his own book. A good sample. And I'm looking at the ratings. 5-star rating. With over 1,010 overall ratings. That's a lot of ratings. And that's a high average. That's a perfect average. I guarantee he tells this story unlike no other. And it's his memoir. And it's Acid for the Children. It's one of my favorite books. I'm glad he did this. I may buy this again. I'm not buy it, but get it on Audible with my token, you know, 15 bucks a month. Get that token. Because it would sound like a podcast. I had a message today. I had two messages today regarding my experience with Audible. And I keep telling them, listen to the sample. Make that judgment. Because if you fuck with the narrator, it's over. It's over. You got a podcast, aka a book, that's going to leave an impact in your life. And you'll get through it real quick. Okay? Why not get to the finish line a little bit quicker, especially with the book. This book that we've been talking about, Acid for the Children, 400 pages took me a month, a little bit less than a month. I was reading this on the weekends a lot to finish it off, and it was enjoyable and also sad. Yes, sad. When you get to the end of a good book, it's like, fuck, the story's about to end. You're not going to have this thing with you. It's over. It's not the best of situations. But hey, it is what it is, okay? It is what it is. That's life. Speaking of life, sometimes people are going to ruin things in your life. And I'm about to ruin another part of this book on our last segment. Before we get the fuck out of here on What the Fuck You Read, and let's do it. Let's run ruining it.
Oh, man. You're just ruining it. Look at my lips. You're ruining it. Ruining the fun for the next man.
Yes, let's ruin another part from this book, Acid for the Children by Flea. Yes, Flea, bassist for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Why don't we give you a little bit more? And I won't tell you about the part about Kobe Bryant. Interesting note. Flea, a big Kobe Bryant fan. It just amazed me that his thoughts about Kobe found its way onto this book. It came out of nowhere. Rest in peace, Kobe Bryant. On the other hand, let's talk about the Chili Peppers just for a bit. The band, the great band. Let's talk about their authenticity. And it's sprinkled everywhere. You get a taste of it not only in their music, but through the artist, the band members being so candid and fluid in interviews. And they give themselves up. They really do. They made their own documentary around the creation of an album. They gave an entire interview in one of their tracks on Stadium Arcadium. And they've had books written by two of the more historic members, a.k.a. the forefathers of the band, the Red Hot Chili Peppers. You got Acid for the Children, this one, and you got Scar Tissue by Anthony Kiedis. You take that all in, and you understand that these people are authentic, and they were on a mission. This was their mission, okay? This is from Flea. My greatest ambition was to be able to pay rent and eat by playing music that sounded like nothing else. That's all Flea wanted. And I'm sure that type of message, it carried over to the rest of the bandmates. These guys were on a mission to make music that never called the earth home before they created it. And I love stories like that. I love it. I love it. You got to believe in yourself. One big factor in them making it too, and it's somewhat the opposite of what we just stated. They really wanted to pay their respects to the people who inspired them in the past, in the funk genre, the jazz genre, the rap genre, the punk rock genre. They were able to fuse all those inspirations and create their own thing. The Chili Peppers obviously have a ton of hits. And when you sit back and look at it, there really isn't many acts like them. And who's saying that? Kyle Bowen, someone who barely listens to rock and roll. What a bold statement by an idiot, Kyle Bowen. That was What the Fuck You Reading, okay? Hope you enjoyed it. Go buy this book, Acid for the Children. I'm going to say it for the 9th time, my favorite book ever. I'm going to say it for the 10th time, my favorite book ever. Part of the reason why is because it's all over the place. And I respect that. I really do. My name, Kyle Bowen, K-Y-L-E-B-H-A-W-A-N. Go follow me everywhere. Also follow the Post It Up Network everywhere. Subscribe to the network. 6 shows every week. We'll be back with this one next Monday. And I'm pretty sure we'll be doing the 100-year-old man that jumped out the window. Somebody dies in this book because an elephant sits on them. This is the same book where that 100-year-old man stole about $50 million. This book right here is amazing too. Can't wait. We'll see you next Monday. Have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good night. We don't know when you're listening to this, but we at the Post It Up Network, we appreciate it. Peace.